G'day, you're back with the Tim and Phil Morning Show. That was Alanis Morissette from her hit album, Jagged Little Pill. Did you like that, Phil? No, Tim? I think it stink, but it's this week's Tim and Phil hit pick. That's wishful thinking. I wouldn't pick it as a hit in a pink fit. So, Phil, in your opinion, Jagged Little Pill is a bitter pill. It is a bitter pill, Tim. Sure, the critics think it's a winner, but I'd give it a miss. And speaking of giving things a miss, Phil, we've had to cancel this week's patented Tim and Phil wiki phone call due to last-minute indecision from our timid potential sponsors, Dick Smith's. Dick Smith's, where this week the itty-bitty booklight is a ridiculous and indeed itty-bitty 1556. Get in quick. But let's not whimper over spilt milk, Phil, because we're off to the cinema with Tim and Phil's Films. And who's this week's visiting critic on Films, Phil? Tim, he's witty, he's pithy, he's scintillating, and he's brilliant. He slips in and out of cinemas like a brisk wind, and he's popped into Films to impress us with his wit and wisdom. Wimps beware, he's the bitchiest critic in the business. It's the impish figure of Milton McGilchrist. Hello, Phil. Hello, Milton. Hello, Tim. Hello, Milton. Welcome to Films. Thank you. It sure shuts all over Dick's flicks with Richard Wilkins. Oh, look out, Phil. He's already distributing zingers. So, Milton, what did you think of Schindler's List? Horrific. Horrific? Horrific, but terrific. What about Brad Pitt in Interview with the Vampire? Stilted. Disclosure? Skin flick. What about The Bridges of Medicine County? Clint. Too many films like Bridges, and people will think you're a wimp. What's happened to the Clint of Unforgiven? The Clint of Fistful of Dollars? The Clint of Sudden Impact? Play Misty for Me and High Plains Drifter? What next? Wind in the Willows? Get back to thrills, spills, and killing villains. Sure, you're searching for a vehicle to reinvigorate your image, but Clint, this isn't it. In the words of the Chili Peppers, Give it away now. Sorry to cut you off mid-soliloquy, Milton, but that's all the films we've got time for. Thanks for coming in. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Phil. And don't forget, Milton's new video, From the Sting to the Thing, 10 Classic Years of American Cinema, is out now through Village. And now, more music. Here's Eurythmics with Sweet Dreams Are Made of This.